Good morning. It's Wednesday. What is it? It's Wednesday, the 18th of November. Temperature at the house was like 34. The official temperature is 27. The real temperature is probably somewhere between. It's a chilly. It's not fatally chilly. I'm out of the breeze. It's a bit breezy in the places. And that makes things a bit nippy. I'm wearing extra shirts today. That helps keep the torso warm, which in turn means everything else stays a little bit warmer. I need to find my long johns and get them where I can get at them without waking everybody in the house up. So I have to find those today. Because I really need to walk more. This month has been kind of catch as catch can, sort of spotty. I probably should not be walking today. To be honest, I feel really, really bad. Slightly nauseated. A certain uneasiness about the gut. But I need to walk. I really, really need to walk. Yesterday was a horrible riding day, and I'm really chalking that up to not walking. The last week or so has been like pulling teeth, even though the story seems to be kind of catching on. The challenge for me was to find a story that was still one of my stories. wasn't about people, you know, quick draw westerns in space, bang bang, shoot 'em up. And there's a twist coming between the two books that I can't. I have to be careful not to A, spoil, B, ruin. Spoil as in tip my hand too soon. Ruin as in make it so that twist that I'm thinking about isn't possible. So it's an interesting challenge. So I did get my Amazon Kindle All-Star bonus. The books should start getting flagged here soon and start showing up on the Kindle All-Stars page, which is somewhat hidden. But the books themselves will get a little flag on them that says that they were Kindle All-Stars. So that's good. I've been invited to do a European promotion from Kindle. I don't know if it's going to make much difference. The European numbers are so small. They're really so small. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll take what we can get. We'll see if we can't grow that European audience a little more. It's, what is it? It's the UK, Australia, and the European Union. So I assume that the European Union includes Germany, France, Italy, Spain, where there are places where there are Amazon storefronts. And that may or may not happen sometime in the next quarter. We'll see what happens. I'll keep you posted. I don't think it's going to matter to anybody listening, since I suspect everybody already has their book. Well, be that as it may. Oh. I promise if I have to stop and barf, I will cut it out of the final file. You won't have to listen to me ralphing on the sidewalk. So, yeah, here we are, Wednesday. I'm not sure. Today is the late day, which is why I'm walking so early. I have to be back by 7:45 to wake up child. And I should be in time. I should have 5 minutes to spare. And I'll be able to wake kid up and get her to school by 9. And then I pick her up at 1:30, I think. So I have a relatively significant block of time in the middle of the day. I don't have to get groceries today, which is a definite plus. I usually wind up having to get groceries almost every day, but I stocked up on stuff that I can cook for dinner easily. Yeah, it's mostly prepared foods, but it's November and I need to write this book. I'm at, I think I just went over 41,000 words. Certainly not up to my normal pace, not up to my own standards. But as long as I keep going, as long as I keep pounding on it, even if it's only a little bit every day, that's progress, that's something. I've also made arrangements with my editor. I don't know if I mentioned this the other day, but she's now on retainer, which will help me in terms of timing. It won't matter quite so much if I hit the first day of the month anymore. She will reserve a space for me in the queue for the next 3 books, and in return, I'm paying her per month, whether I have a book in her hands at the time or not. And so it's, in a lot of ways, I'm sort of just prepaying, which is fine. I've done 2 books now with Karen Conlon, and I'm really, 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 really pleased with the value she adds to the process. So we'll stick with that. Sun. Oh, look at sun. Sun is up. It's above the edge of the clouds. I'm on the long eastern reach here now. Sun is right in my eyes. I'll be in the shadow here in a second from the trees. It's still very low to the horizon. There's not a lot of the houses and small trees that are scattered through this development here are plenty to block it for a lot of the place. Feels good, don't get me wrong. The warmth feels good, but I don't have my ball cap on this morning, so it's hard to keep it out of my eyes. I have to remember to put my ball cap on. Monk post. Oh, and I have to find my other hat. I have I have ADD, you can probably tell. I have a hood, a fleece hood, that I usually wear. Right at the moment, I'm wearing a knit cap. Not exactly a toque, but close. It's very dense, very, very warm, very comfortable. It's just a snudge too tight, which is supposed to be. It's supposed to be snug right up to my head to keep, sorry for the noise, to keep air out from blowing up in between the hat and my ears. But it's really snug. It's so snug that I can't wear a ball cap under it. My hood, my fleece hood, I can. I can put a ball cap on underneath the hood. So I have that extra protection from wind and sunlight. This is the primary harmful radiation. Anyway. So what am I reading? Let's see. Well, I just got done with a bunch of... I enjoyed them. I'm not going to promote them. I don't necessarily want everybody to go run right out. I had some fun with them. They were popcorn. When I got done listening to Fear the Sky, the audiobook that Podium sent me as a gift from Audible, I get it now. I get it. As much as I really disliked and still don't think Bray is a good fit for the character, but could be, he could, you know, he's good at getting himself out of the way so the story can happen, and he has really good voices. I don't think it's going to be Bray, because Bray has a demonstrated talent for language and accents, and we don't need any of those. He may, you know, whoever gets it may apply an accent. We'll see how that works out. But I get it. Having an audiobook to listen to is like having podcasts to listen to. I plug my headphones in and go do chores, and I can listen. Or, you know, have to take a ride, I can put the book on and listen while I'm driving, while I'm washing dishes, while I'm cooking. Cooking in particular is, I spend a lot of time in front of the stove. So having something in my ears while I'm cooking is quite a good idea. So I get it. They also sent me a CD copy of The Martian. I think they're still trying to sell me. I understand that the books are probably not going to get CD copies very soon. The CD copies are not that expensive. But they're also one of those, oh yeah, well, the book is doing pretty well. Let's see if we can't get what they call hard goods on it, and see if there's a market for the hard goods as well, which they have the permissions for. They have the license to do. So we'll see. I still haven't heard anything. I don't know who might be assigned. I don't know what might be happening with it. I haven't heard from them regarding who, what, when, why, or why, how. They haven't asked for any kind of pronunciation guide yet, and that's probably going to be one of the first things that happens. In the meantime, they haven't told me I need to take down the podcast, so I'm moving along. We're leaving them up as long as we can. Ow. My knee. One of the things that just flashed through my head is the situation in Europe. The refugees, the attacks, and the sheer level of insanity surrounding those circumstances. I'll acknowledge that, yes, I'm thinking about it, and I'm also going to say I'm going to try to refrain from commentary here. I understand people have strong feelings one way or the other. I happen to think that one side is a horribly, horribly misguided. And I will just say, you can pretty reliably clear all the cockroaches from one house. But you can't, unless you deal with the circumstances that allow the cockroaches to breed, you can't get rid of all the cockroaches. And while there's a certain dehumanization that happens with that statement, I think as a model, as a metaphor, I think it's an important one to remember for all the insanity. I'll let it go with that. It's probably more than I probably should have said at all. But it's like, come on, people. As in many things, this would be a really cool gig if it weren't for all the people. When I was teaching, it was students. Teaching is a really cool gig if you didn't have students. And on alternate days, administration. So it's human nature, I suppose, to bitch. To kvetch. So I'm getting close to the door here and I need to get inside. But let me talk about smugglers. At the moment, I'm spending a lot of time talking, like people in meetings, people in talky-talk, which is a lot of what I do. So the books are very much like the other books, except they're different characters and different kinds of circumstance. Let's see how far I can go with it. At any rate, oh good, 7:39. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.